Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 5. And Moshe called all Yisrael and said to them,
Hear, O Yisrael, the laws and right rulings which I speak in your hearing today, and you shall learn them and guard to do them. Yahweh, our Elohim, made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. Yahweh spoke with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time to declare to you the word of Yahweh. For you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up the mountain, saying,
I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of bondage. You have no other mighty ones against my face. You do not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of which is in the Shamayim above, or which is in the earth beneath, or which is in the waters under the earth. You do not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the wickedness of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing kindness to thousands, to those who love me and guard my commands. You do not bring the name of Yahweh, your Elohim, to naught, for Yahweh does not leave him unpunished who brings his name to naught. Guard the Shabbat day to kadosh it, as Yahweh, your Elohim, commanded you. 6 days you labor and shall do all your work, but the seventh day is a Shabbat of Yahweh, your Elohim. You do not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates, so that your male servant and your female servant rest as you do. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Mitzrayim, and that Yahweh, your Elohim, brought you out from there by a strong hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, Yahweh, your Elohim, commanded you to perform the Shabbat day. Respect your father and your mother, as Yahweh, your Elohim, has commanded you, so that your days are prolonged, and so that it is well with you on the land which Yahweh, your Elohim, is giving you. You do not murder. You do not commit adultery. You do not steal. You do not bear false witness against your neighbor. You do not covet your neighbor's wife, nor do you desire your neighbor's house, his field, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, his ox, nor his donkey, or whatever belongs to your neighbor.
These words Yahweh spoke to all your assembly in the mountain from the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the dense cloud, with a loud voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone and gave them to me. And it came to be, when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness, while the mountain was burning with fire, that you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and said,
See, Yahweh, our Elohim, has shown us his esteem and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. Today we have seen that Elohim speaks with man, and he lives.
And now why should we die? For this great fire is consuming us. If we hear the voice of Yahweh, our Elohim, any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking from the midst of the fire, as we have and lived? You go near and hear all that Yahweh our Elohim says, and speak to us all that Yahweh our Elohim says to you, and we shall hear and do it.
And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me. And Yahweh said to me,
I have heard the voice of the words of this people which they have spoken to you. They have done well in all that they have spoken. Oh, that they had such a heart in them to revere me and to guard all my commands always, so that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go, say to them, return to your tents. But you, stand here by me, and let me speak to you all the commands and the laws and the right rulings which you are to teach them, and they shall do them in the land which I am giving them to possess.
And you shall guard to do as Yahweh, your Elohim, has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in all the way which Yahweh, your Elohim, has commanded you, so that you live and it be well with you. And you shall prolong your days in the land which you possess.